You're listening to Reflections West with David Moore and Lisa Simon.
Featuring stories and ideas of a diverse American West. Today we're reading a reflection about the relationship between technology and nature by Erica Olson, who lives in Colorado. She's an author of short fiction about the once and future West. She writes,
"Is the Grand Canyon 6,000 years old or 70 million, as some geologists say? To human eyes, it hardly matters. The canyon seems timeless, a vast landscape shaped by wind, water, and earth. But when you're at Grand Canyon National Park, the experience can feel like it's all about time, and not in a good way. Vacations are all too short. There's a race to post trip photos on Facebook, to catch the hot spot for mobile uploads direct from the South Rim. And now, thanks to backpack-mounted cameras, you can e-hike Bright Angel Trail even before you get to the park. Without a doubt, technology is changing the way we experience nature. And this technology can detach us from our surroundings, keep us from paying attention. On the other hand, technology has also helped us share a vision of the natural world. Think of the pioneer photographer William Henry Jackson, whose lifespan included a westward trip by ox team in the 1860s and a cross-country flight in the 1930s. Near the end of his life, Jackson showed off his prized pocket camera to Ansel Adams. He didn't miss the fragile glass plates that film had replaced. And if Jackson were alive today, he'd probably use Instagram. Truth is, we're all both creators and users of technology. Gadgets and gizmos are part of the experience of being human. Yet what matters is what endures. These rocks, this canyon."
Olson pairs her reflection with a passage from Frank Waters' book, The Colorado, published in 1946, in which Waters imagines drastic change on a familiar Western landscape.
Waters describes how the recently completed Hoover Dam, which was then called Boulder Dam, might appear to a future civilization operating under a different set of values. He writes,
"The day may yet come when, in a clogged jungle canyon or in the midst of a vast frozen tundra, a new explorer from another civilization will stumble upon a strange ruin, a mighty wedge of hand-cast rock and its debris of twisted steel. Eventually, its meaning will be deciphered. This, it will be told, was once called Boulder Dam, a relic of America's machine-age civilization, a colossal crude contraption by which men dammed rivers to supply themselves with water. Imagine a race of men so fertile of mind and cunning of hand, but so blind of perception, that it imagined the immutable laws of universal creation could be transgressed with impunity. Why, a slight decrease in the infinitesimal amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere would reduce world temperatures, cool the oceans, and bring on a glacial age. A slight increase would reverse the process, and our deserts would be transformed into jungles. For all our technological achievements, our very lives tremble upon the delicate scales of nature. We are as ultimately dependent upon the ancient verities of land and sky as were the prehistoric cliff dwellers. In this awareness alone lies hidden the full story of the Colorado, its prehistoric past and its technological future."
A passage by Frank Waters.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and the bookstore in Fact and Fiction, a student and faculty-owned nonprofit serving Missoula and beyond.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.